Hi, Tim. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. And what's on your mind, sir?
Thank you very much, doctor. I have a situation. I went to the doctor, the eye doctor, and I have narrow angle in both eyes. So I have pressure behind my eyes. I don't have the glaucoma per se, but they gave me some they did the lasers, you know, where they put the two little holes in your eye.
Uh-huh.
And that lowered it, but they were thinking that I should stay on some eye drops, and one's Simbrinza and one's Dorzolamend. If I could say the names, if I could pronounce them, I'd be a doctor. But is there anything natural I can do with this narrow angle and the pressure?
Possibly, sir, and I could only say possibly because it doesn't work every time, but it does certainly work sometimes. There's a list of things to consider. One comes from the research of an ophthalmologist, Arthur Alexander Knapp, who is in New York City on the part-time faculty of Columbia University, and did some very, very, very careful studies with experimental animals, watching them to see what would happen to their eyeballs if they didn't get enough vitamin D. And what he found is the longer they went without vitamin D, the more their eyeballs got deformed. I am not kidding you, sir. That's what he found. And the weaker that the walls of the eyes, that's the outer walls that enclose the eye, the so-called orbit there, the weaker those outer walls became. All right. He also found that a part of the eyeball called the cornea, which I know is not involved in your case, but just it's on the same point, the shape of the eyeball, if it was becoming deformed, he actually got people to volunteer to have plaster cast taken of their eyeballs. I would never let any plaster near my eyeball. But that's what he did. And then he put them all on a big old dose of vitamin D. And what do you know? The eyeball shape changed back towards normal. I did not say it completely normalized, but it regressed. It wasn't as malshapen. Now, last thing on vitamin D is I am so sad to see all of the first, second, and third graders with glasses. That should never happen. And when I asked their parents, did you check that kid's vitamin D level before you got the glasses? No. Well, let's check it anyway now. And we check it, and doggone it, nearly every one of those kids is low on vitamin D. It should not be necessary to fit glasses on little children. But apparently Dr. Arthur Alexander Knapp was correct. If you don't have enough vitamin D, the walls of your eyeballs are not strong and they can change shape. So anyway, sir, get your vitamin D level checked, the very common test, which many doctors in conventional medicine are doing these days. Thank you. They're slowly learning. It's called 25-hydroxyvitamin D. And never accept what the lab says is normal because, excuse me, but a normal vitamin D level in Seattle isn't optimal. No way in the world. And so what we use is called the tropical optimal, which is the level that people of any ethnic group get if they live in the tropics for a while. And that is between 60 and 100. And the units happen to be nanograms per milliliter. But the conventional labs will tell you, oh, 30 is normal. Yeah, right. So anyway, check your vitamin D levels, sir. Now, that's just number one. And I will go quickly because we've got other people waiting. But number two is there's very recent research on glaucoma that shows that, and this is regular glaucoma, but I think it's pertinent to you too, that shows that in the very early stages, what's happening is the cells of the eyeball that make up the eyeball are losing energy. Well, where'd the energy go? Well, it seems that what are called mitochondria, which make the ATP for energy, they're slowing down. They're not making enough energy. And these researchers had the idea, which they got from mitochondrial research, of having the experimental animals, this was experimental animals, that's true, given niacinamide, which is a form of vitamin B3, and they took the niacinamide, and oh my goodness, what do you know? It stopped the progression of eyeball deformity as long as they took that niacinamide, and that was such good research that it was actually mentioned in the New England Journal of Medicine, which doesn't usually cite research from other medical journals. Just plain old niacinamide, sir. And then lastly, and then I got to shut up because there's other people waiting. Of course, you'll get a chance. Lastly, there's a traditional remedy. It's been around since the 1920s that works for some people's glaucoma, and it's got a very strange name. It's called AC, capital letters, capital A, capital C, and then carbamide, C-A-R-B-A-M-I-D-E, AC carbamide. That one is totally natural, never hurt anybody. It was pioneered by Dr. Royal Lee, who was one of the pioneers in natural medicine in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And people have taken a couple of those AC carbamides twice a day and done that only. And what do you know? Their glaucoma goes away, particularly if it's in the early stages. And then we back up to niacinamide dosages, which are very, very safe unless we get nausea. And if we do, we got to pay attention to that, cut the niacinamide back. But unless we get nausea to rejuvenate mitochondria, it usually takes a gram three times a day of niacinamide, or there's a time-release gram and a half twice a day. And then backing up to the vitamin D, well, we just adjust it according to when our test gets normal. And those are the things that I'd be trying if it was my eyeballs, sir. Check with a natural medicine doctor on that if you need any more help. And your turn.
Okay, real quick, is there any eye drops that you know of?
No, sir. I don't know of any eye drops for this purpose. There's a wonderful one for stopping early cataracts, but not what you're telling me about, sir.
Okay, well, I'll make an appointment with Dr. Sherman.
Please do. He knows all this stuff.
Yep. All right. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for saying so, sir, and thank you for calling.